Voters head to the polls in primary elections tomorrow for the third time this year. Republicans and Democrats have already chosen presidential nominees and congressional candidates. Now they'll pick candidates for state legislative races. Got that? Well, if you don't, WNYC's Colby Hamilton is here to untangle this for us. Good morning, Colby.
Morning.
So remind us why this is the third primary of this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of primaries. Okay, so the first one was going to be the presidential, and that was always going to be separate. That's the way it is. We have that big primary season that's got all the pageantry around it. That was going to be separate. But for the congressional and the state legislative primaries, that was a product of Albany. Albany lawmakers decided to sort of give up on the congressional redistricting, as well as when they were going to figure out when those primaries were going to be. So a court figured that out for them. And they didn't want to have their primaries be at the same time for political reasons primarily. So that got pushed back. So why we have three? Mostly because of Albany, as usual. So,
all right. Thank you, Albany. Any interesting races to watch tomorrow?
Yeah, there are a few storylines that are coming out that are interesting. One of which is about the Republicans who voted for same-sex marriage. There are four of them. One of them is not running again. Jim Alesi of Rochester. He's not even running. Roy McDonald of Troy and Stephen Salon of Poughkeepsie, both Republicans, both facing primary challenges, both having their opponents point out their same-sex marriage vote, which allowed it to pass these four Republicans. That's a big deal. But Mark Grisante in Buffalo, he's probably the number one in battle Republican who's facing a challenge because of this, and he's got a lot of other issues. So these four Republicans could sort of finally see the problems inside of their party for their votes come to a head. But at the end, the irony is it could be better for the Republicans if they got rid of these four people, because in these Republican-leaning districts, then they wouldn't have that around their neck, and it could be a bonus for their party. We also have a few local races, two assembly members potentially going to Congress, Grace Meng in Queens, Hakeem Jeffrey in Brooklyn, both have competitive primaries to replace them. And then lastly, there are a few embattled lawmakers who are facing ethics problems. Shirley Huntley, a senator in Queens, and Naomi Rivera, an assemblywoman in the Bronx, both are facing questions of putting family and friends on nonprofits that they funneled money to. Both of them are facing primary challenges tomorrow.
Now, there have been a couple of local state legislators in the news lately over their involvement in an Albany sexual harassment scandal. Brooklyn Assemblyman Vito Lopez and Manhattan Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Is either facing any serious challenges in this primary?
No.
Why is that?
Well, first, the primary season started so long ago. This big blow up over the harassment charges against Lopez. This has only happened for 2 weeks. These are two of the most powerful men in all of the state of New York when it comes to Democrats. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is just that. He's the Speaker of the State Assembly. Vito Lopez was the head of the Brooklyn Democratic Party. Neither one had a lot of people shooting for them because they control so much power and they have so much influence over the political process. Both are probably facing Republicans. I know Lopez is minimal, real campaigns happening. These were just two people that were never going to get actually challenged at the end of the day.
And very briefly to wrap up, you know, the state Senate is controlled by Republicans and the Assembly by Democrats. What are the chances of any of that changing?
Well, the Assembly is going to stay the same. The question will be whether they have a supermajority or not. That tends to be the big question. On the Senate side, Democrats have to pick up three seats. The Republicans control the drawing of the lines. They are going to try very hard to keep their majority, and it's going to be an uphill battle for a lot of different reasons for the Senate Dems.
All right. Thanks so much, Colby.
Thank you.
WNYC's Colby Hamilton will have live election results on our website beginning tomorrow night at 9 at WNYC.org.